join with you once more. I hope that in the time apart has given you time to think and to look forward to all that is to come. At last we met, we spoke briefly about how each one of you has grown in your own awareness, in your understanding, and in your own spiritual knowledge of yourselves. I hope, my dear friends, it gave you food for thought. I hope these weeks apart has given you time to consider where you are at this moment in time. Before I continue, there is one who is with us this evening who has been giving out a little fear. Fear not for themselves, but for others. I would say to you, my dear friend, there is no room for fears. There is no room for any negativity within your lives. If we are to continue onward and upward, we must let go of these emotions which hold us back. Therefore, my dear friends, I say this to you. As we go forward in this one of your earthly years, let it be known that lies ahead much good, much joy, much upliftment throughout this your earthly planet. I know there will be many who will doubt these words. But it is to you, my dear friends, that these doubters will turn for reassurance, for upliftment, and for any knowledge that you wish to impart to them. As you know, never have I interfered in your lives, but always, you know, I stand close by to help and to uplift you in any time of trouble. I am sure by now each one of you is aware of the times when you feel that upliftment within your daily lives. That, of course, is not to say life does not throw at you hardships or sorrow or any other of the physical emotions. Because, as you well know, my dear friends, it is in troubled times that the soul comes into its own. Therefore, my opening words to you this time is be joyful. Continue to look forward and upward. Look always into the light of love. Never look backwards, because in doing so, you are holding yourselves back. I say to each one of you, look not only to others, but firstly know yourself. That was my parting words last time, and they are my words to you now. Where are you? Where do you stand at this moment in time? Who are you? And how do you play your part in this earthly planet? Find the answer to those questions, and indeed you will be channels of spirit. My heart is full that I am with you once more, that we may begin this earthly year, knowing that there is to come to you, this group, new knowledge for you. But again, remember my past words, no knowledge is new, only to those who need to obtain it whilst in these physical cards. Therefore, when I say new knowledge, I mean knowledge which you will regain, but which you already know as spirit. So, my dear friends, I will answer any questions this time, if you have any. But next time, we will speak about subjects not yet touched upon.
Got a question, George?
Yes, we following on from what you were saying, we stand and see ourselves as we are. But part of that self-awareness connects with others, I believe. And I have been aware recently of links with other people. Several others. One, in fact, in New Zealand is, he's a priest, a third generation priest, who had a group, was was part of a group in the 70s, and such as ourselves, and the one who came through to that group was St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr in the first century. And you have told us sometimes, like attracts like, and it seemed to me that St. Stephen coming through to that very much Anglican church orientated group seemed very appropriate. Would you wish to comment on that or say anything about that group in New Zealand? I would say, add that the person I've been in touch with has written a book about the channeling that happened within that group.
Yes. Thank you for your question. I have told you, my dear friends, in the past, that when the soul, the spirit reincarnates into any lifetime, they reincarnate in the knowledge of where and who they will be. But you know that spirit has always been. The soul has always existed. Do you remember my words when I explained, and I believe you, my dear friend, was the questioner, about did Jesus still walk this earth?
Yes.
Did the Holy Mother still come to this earth? My reply to you then was that the soul has many aspects.
Yes.
This, to you all, must be the source of all of your knowledge, that there are many aspects to the soul which reincarnate into physical form. You understand me so far?
Yes.
Therefore, the connection with St. Stephen and the friend that you have mentioned is not new by any manner of means. All who reincarnate for a purpose. And of course, they will return to the physical form, to those places, to those people where their purpose of life is most needed, for the purpose of the soul. Not because of any name, not because of any denomination, but for the growth of the soul. So, if you keep this in mind, it will perhaps be a little clearer for you to understand. Remember, there are many, many aspects to the soul. Remember, it is not who or where that individual life goes through, but the reason behind the coming to this physical life. May I say something to you, my dear friend, whilst we are speaking?
Yes, please do.
If you are to achieve all that you have to in physical garb, then the understanding of the being has to be the understanding of who this individual is at this point in time. You have to accept that any one being is not alone, but is but a part of a whole. A whole being whilst on this earth. Do you understand? No man stands alone. As each one of you within this group is connected, we call you a group of light, a spiritual group, because there has in past times been many connections with you. But each individual here is connected to the rest of this earthly planet. Do you understand what I am trying to say to you?
Also, I don't understand.
You need to see the fuller picture.
Yes, all humanity is connected.
Yes.
And I imagine some connections are stronger or more to the fore than others.
Therefore, in answer to your question, my dear friend, if your friend in the far-off country has connection with one from our world called St. Stephen, so too have many others that capability because of this one connection.
Yes.
But I understand your question. Of course, like is attracted to like. This is a fundamental issue when first you begin to recognize that you are more than the physical being. Yes, like will be attracted to like, but so too are the opposites attracted to you. Have you thought along those lines? Why should this be? Because all things, all life, is connected. We are moving into deeper matters, but I would like you to think about it just a little.
Can I mention one other detail? My friend Michael in New Zealand, he found that he has the ability to type a question on a piece of paper and a book reference will then come into his mind, and he will go along to the library, look up the book reference, and he will find that it is the answer to the question that he typed.
Yes.
And they got into the way of thinking of this as the library angel.
Yes.
Would you care to comment on that?
That is a good and humorous, I feel. But let me say this to you, my dear friend. That is not something that is unique. You could be capable of this also. I already feel your doubts.
It's a matter of listening within.
Yes.
That's correct.
This is the lesson that I try to teach all of you. That you must go within if you are to find the self, if you are to find the true self. And only by going within can you allow those others to come to you to help you.
Yes.
It is because he is an open channel.
He is an open channel, yes.
A very good open channel. But it is not something that only he is capable of. It takes time. It takes dedication. And it takes listening to those who come to you to give you that inspiration which you seek.
Yes, thank you for that explanation.
You will find, my dear friend, that there will be many more connections around the world for you to make. You will find, as time continues, that the evidence each is given will eventually be collated together, and each little bit will come forth as truth, will come forth as knowledge that has always existed, will come forth as evidential knowledge to each one in connection. All of these happenings will take place. Because your world, this earth planet, no longer will be static. It must grow in spiritual knowledge. There are many avenues through which this knowledge will come. When first I came to you, did I not say that much would come from far places, much to uphold the things that I told you. And this, my dear friend, is what you are now embarking upon.
Yes, yes, it's a journey with much joy. Yes, thank you.
There is much spiritual joy to be had by you all. But again, my dear friends, let me say that the bulk of the work belongs to each individual. We are limited in what we can bring only in as much as we depend upon your silence and your dedication.
David, can I ask a question?
Yes.
You're talking about being an open channel, and as I see it, we all presumably are open channels, in particular with regard to different areas. And I've had the experience of sitting at the piano and having a piece of music arrive complete, and just playing it once only, and having it as a complete piece, presumably with dedication and time, that would be more effective and that could happen more often.
Yes, of course. And what you should realize, my dear friend, is that the inspiration of music is close, if not one of the closest things to our world.
I'm always aware of the fact that it's nothing to do with me. I know it comes from your world because I've never been able to understand how I do it anyway because my fingers have a life of their own. But when I'm peaceful, it comes through.
Yes, because you are an open channel, but do not be harsh about yourself. Without you allowing those people who wish to inspire you to come without you being an open channel, that would not be possible.
Thank you. But I feel very grateful and humbled by the help I have. I know that it's often there, and I only feel frustrated sometimes that I can't do more. But I think in the future I will have more time.
Yes, it will come. Your physical life at this point in time is busy with other things, but knowing what is possible, that is enough for the time being. Do not become frustrated because it blocks the opportunities for those who wish to inspire.
Yes. No, I do feel very contented generally at the moment. And I know that children mustn't be hurried. They need time. And they're most important at the moment.
And do you not agree that music is a language of its very own?
Yes, it is. But I know that it relates to feelings entirely. My feelings seem to become expressed in the music.
That's right. But let us differentiate between feelings and emotions.
Yes.
Feelings belong to our world.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the very best of sound and what you call music comes from.
Yes. And once, when I was sitting in the house, I was discussing music with Graham, and suddenly we both heard what sounded like celestial music from your world.
Yes.
And we knew it wasn't from our house at all.
Yes.
But we felt that someone was simply encouraging me because I was expressing doubts at the time about my ability to find enough time. And then this beautiful music was played.
Yes. It's, once we have an open channel, we are loath to let them go. Therefore, in hearing this music, those who wish to inspire you were letting you know that those doubts were unfounded.
Yes, so I'm very grateful to you because it brings me some great joy.
And it brings those spiritual gifts of upliftment and happiness into your household when this music is used as a channel to our. Continue on this pathway, and you will be amazed by what can happen.
Thank you. May I ask a question, please?
Yes.
I came here tonight with a question for you, and I think while I've been sitting here, I've been given an answer.
Yes.
So thank you. But I would like to voice it, if I may. And that's, I've not doubted at all, doubt is the wrong word, but wondered sometimes if I could define between my imagination, my physical imagination, and what I feel is being impressed upon me.
Yeah.
And I get some flashes of people or events sometimes. I think to myself, am I imagining that, or Have I seen that? And while I've been sat here tonight, the same vision that I had just recently that I wasn't quite sure of has been shown to me again. And while I'm so cold and so nervous, I'm wondering if those feelings that you say come from spirit, and why I'm feeling shaky and nervous at this moment, are because that's what's being impressed upon me. I can't explain it any other way than that.
Yes. Again, I will say this to you, my dear friend, that when you allow yourself to become an open channel, you will experience many things. not always understood by you earthly beings, but always, because you are human, these doubts creep into your thinking. The more you doubt, the less can be given to you. So what I would suggest to you, my dear friend, is to allow these thoughts, this clairvoyance, because that is what is happening to you.
And that is what I desire or wish, if I can use those words, that is what, when I meditate, I ask for.
So and that is what you are given. Mm. But because it makes no sense, as you would say, you then begin to doubt what you are given.
Yes.
In being given the clairvoyance, clairvoyance means only clear seeing.
Mm.
It matters not what the clear seeing is. It is important that you accept what is given to you.
Mm.
In that way, in accepting, you can be given much more. Then, and only then, can we begin to work with you as a channel for clairvoyance, when you alone have accepted that what comes to you is from our world.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes.
I know how difficult, and you, my dear, are the one I spoke of who has had the fears. You do not recognize it as fear, but that is what it is. You have a disbelief of what is being given to you. You are afraid that what you see is not true.
I think it comes from the fact baggage or past,
yes,
past lives, and especially the early part of this life, being told that what I was saying, was seeing, was not so.
Yes.
By other people.
But now, in this lifetime, it is time for you to understand that you are part of all things, that you are part of all vision, that you are part of giving clear evidence of our world to others. Therefore, in this lifetime, I say to you, my dear friend, now is the time to put to one side any doubts or fears that you may have.
We value your input every week. We miss you when you don't come. And I can vouch for the fact that some of the evidence you gave recently is true for one of our friends. I just feel very emotional.
Yes.
I'm not sure why.
Because at this moment, you are being comforted. You are being shown the pathway that you must follow. There is much love that surrounds you.
I know, I hear people talking to me all the time.
But you must take control. You have control of what you allow and what you do not allow into your life. This begins with being an open channel, which is what I am talking about this evening. But when you become an open channel, you must take responsibility for all that comes to you. Because not only do you have inspiration from our world, you are open to many areas that lead to our world, many areas that have to be controlled. Do you understand?
Yes.
If my words seem harsh to you, my dear friend, they are not meant to be. I am here to tell you this time that now is the time for you to take control. You must, in your quiet times, protect yourself first. You must ground yourselves afterwards. But most of all, you must offer yourself only for that clairvoyance from our world, which is in the name of goodness and the light. Do you understand? I will help you in your sleep state.
Thank you.
Could I just mention something which probably connects? I was in meditation and our old cat passed on nearly a year ago. There was suddenly a wonderful image, well, more than an image, I think, but a resplendent image of our old cat. And she was on a piece of furniture fairly high, and I raised my hand to touch her fur, and I came out of meditation at that moment with my hand in the air.
Yes.
And it left such a small memory.
Do you not see, my dear friends, as we speak here this evening, of how much each one of you have grown in your own individual lives? And you not see that there is opening before you, your own individual developments that we placed much emphasis on last year? I would like to say to you, my dear friends, that each one of you, your light shines ever brighter. And I hope as we continue onwards with more information for you, that you devote your time not only to what I give you, but to your own being. Because when you know yourself, when you know where you are and at what part of time you are at, then you begin to know all things.
Can I share with the group, please, what I saw and what's really impressed with me?
If you so wish.
I think it would help, if you don't mind. It happens a lot when I'm walking with the dogs. That's my time. And I was walking through our local woods. I looked to the side of me and saw this a group of people. You know, you don't see them physically, you just see them as a picture. Difficult to explain. And I thought, is that my imagination? Or have I seen a group of people in the woods? And I felt that they were medieval type people, sort of sacking and what have you. And each time I've gone past, but that's where they are. And tonight, when we sat here in silence talking, that's what I've seen. The same group of people in the same spot. So it's made me feel better to tell you.
I would say to you this, that any area, as you have mentioned, woodland, open spaces, high water, hills, all of these areas in your world are areas of power. That is where much of life's inspiration comes from.
It's obviously so it happens to me.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Because those who wish to show and inspire you are aware of this. But you must begin if you wish to continue on this pathway. You must take control. You must say what you want and ask the question. But always you must protect yourself and then ground yourself where you know the power to be the strongest.
And you can do that purely by power of thought.
Your power of thought by now should be sufficient to enable you to do this.
Yeah.
Remember how much I have told you about the power of your being. I feel this time that I have spoken enough.
I interrupt and just ask one more thing before you go.
Yes.
Could my son come and join the group? He said he could at some stage. Is he ready to come now?
Yes, I remember. Yes, he will be welcome now.
Thank you very much. If he please. Can I ask? A friend called Rachel, who is keen to develop as a healer.